You're listening to 95.1 FM, AM 1080, KYMN, Northfield. 2022 marks the 30th anniversary of Northfield's Healthy Community Initiative. And we have several members of the HCI in joining us right now in studio. Thank you so much for coming in. Joy Riggs, Chris Estenson, and Scott Richardson.
Yes, good morning, Jeff.
Thank you.
Wow, 30 years ago. I saw that, and we had kind of gone back and forth with Joy about having some folks with the HCI on there, and I thought, hey, 30 years has been.
I
remember, yeah. Scott, you're one of the veterans of the group. Tell us how your version of how this thing is.
Well, every group has an origin story, and usually several. But yeah, this was in 1992, and it was a harmonic convergence of sorts. We had a group of people from Northfield who went to the Blandon Institute, which you know, develops leadership in local communities. At the same time, we had some people from the medical community going to a conference and learning about a concept. It was really just an idea called Healthy Community Initiative. And then I think a third leg to that convergence was Jim Evans going away to a Bush Fellowship and studying adolescent health. And these three things converged in 1992 to give birth to what has become the Northfield Healthy Community Initiative.
Wow. Now, Chris, you have been involved with it for some time as well. Tell us about your involvement.
My role started in about 2010.
Okay.
So after Scott's tenure there. And so I've been a board member. I had three terms of 3 years and then a break in another term. So someday
so
they'll say enough
altogether.
Of her. But
no, we won't let her go.
And Joy, while we're doing this, tell us your story.
I was actually on the board for about 10 years starting in the early 2000s. And then after I left the board, I did some part-time copy editing, writing for HCI. And then 2 years ago, right before the pandemic hit, I started as the communications coordinator. So I've been doing that for the last 2 years. And there's been lots to communicate. So it's been a lot of fun.
Wow, let's go back to Scott and get a little more information about some of those early years. What was your mission back then? Has it been reshaped over the course of the years? Is it the same now that it was 30 years ago?
Well, it's always been about youth development, but it's just expanded in so many different ways and in so many different directions. But in the early going, when we brought people to the table, and I would say that's one of the strengths of HCI is it convenes people around important community issues and then searches for that collaboration that can make things happen. But when we got people around the table, the one thing they could all get behind was youth development. And youth development, not just for disadvantaged kids, but universally across the community. And so we had churches, we had the police department, the school district, community ed, the medical community, everybody could sign on to that. And so we borrowed some a model from the Search Institute and promoted what they called the 40 assets for kids. And that's really was the platform that launched this back in the early 90s.
And back in the early 90s, your kids were a lot younger. You had kids in the school district and going through?
Yeah, I had one graduate in 94 and then 97 and 2000. So I was kind of living the dream. I knew of the need, let's put it that way.
And yeah, I guess we'll go back to Chris now. Tell us about your involvement. 2010, you come on. Scott has... You know, I'm an old JC, and in the JC's organization, you age out at a certain time. you're no longer a young Chamber of Commerce member. But after his tenure in the early days, Chris, tell us about the last 10 years and so on, about what you've seen and how it's changed.
It has changed dramatically. I think when I started, there were three people on staff, I believe, and a handful of programs that HCI supported. And the reach or the impact was primarily within Northfield. To date, there are about 40 staff members.
Something
I haven't counted up. And over 30 some different programs, and the reach is now into Rice County and to Faribault. And so, So that part has been dramatic change. What hasn't changed, as Scott said, is that the focus and the mission is always about children and youth and collaboration. And so, yes, it's changed dramatically in size and scope, but I think it's stayed true to what it's always been about.
All right. Let's move, I guess, fast forward up to present day. Boy, it's 30 years to draw on, and we'll talk to Joy here. And we're going to have some, I would imagine there's going to be some celebratory moments over the course of the year. I don't know if celebratory would be the right word, but
we're kicking things off next week, a week from today. We're hoping for a little better weather, but we're doing an outdoor celebration at Seckler Park. Typically, HCI, we do a spring celebration and fundraiser indoors, but 2 years ago that was scrapped because of COVID, and last year we did it virtually. So this year we are making history. We're doing our first ever outdoor celebration. So it's from 7:30 to 8:30, and people can drive through the park and stop and get the first 300 people get free Caribou coffee and a scone from Martha's Eats and Treats. There'll be staff members there and board members to talk about their programs, what's going on with HCI, be able to donate there or online. We have a great video online on our website, healthycommunityinitiative.org, that has like a retrospective of the last 30 years. So I recommend going and watching that. There's a great photo of Scott from the 1990s with his beard.
Are you sure it was Scott?
He hasn't aged
all very well. A little darker complexion there.
There's also a great video of featuring two of the programs. There's a new program that started this year called Healthy Ways that's in both Northfield and Faribault. A young man who grew up here in Northfield and now and went to St. Olaf, and he's now the director of that. So you can go on our website and find out more. But show up next Thursday, and we're going to be there, rain or shine. It's going to be fun.
All right, looking forward to that. Let's now that we'll talk about that or promote that again in just a moment or so. I wanted to fast forward. I kind of skipped over what are we doing in modern day right now in this day and age. And are you? And I'll talk to Joy here since you're the employee here. You've got a lot of people working for you now. Are you constantly looking for areas that the Healthy Community Initiative can work with people to help improve the lives of our youth?
Right. Yeah, that's one of the strengths of the HCI over the years is we've pivoted to kind of see what the community needs. So 2 years ago when the pandemic hit, we focused a lot on getting food to people, to kids and families. The internet was a big thing too. A lot of, with school going virtual, a lot of families didn't have access to the internet. And so providing hotspots and internet access. That's kind of, I think, what you'll see as you look over the years, HCI, like we see a need, people let us know this is something going on and figure out a way to work with other partners to make that happen.
Boy, the pandemic, I'm sure, has changed a lot of things, a lot of ways the different groups, organizations go about doing their work.
I might say that, a lot of what HCI does, it's in the background of organizing and coordinating the different programs that have a wide reach in the Northfield Faribault area. But some of them that you might recognize, the Torch program, that its genesis was with the HCI, Take It to the Box, Prime Time After School Help, and Child Care for Kids, Northfield Community College Collaborative. All of those things have kind of rolled out of the Healthy Community Initiative mission.
So. Boy, and they're all missions within their own right. They're all big. You mentioned the Torch program off the top of off the top there, and I was just talking to someone very recently about the Torch program and the success they have with that.
It's transformative.
Immediately within just like right off the bat, transformative. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So some wonderful programs. What can you look into the crystal ball and see what some of the future offerings may be? Is that even possible?
I don't know, Chris.
I do think your point about addressing what the community needs, and so if we had that crystal ball to just see what the need is going to be. We hope that HCI doesn't necessarily have to keep starting programs, but whenever there is a conversation within the community and youth are involved, we would hope that HCI could be part of that conversation and offer support that's beneficial to whatever organization it is in the community. I really appreciate what you said about, Scott, about bringing people to the table. And the school district has been a great partner in aligning some of their strategic goals around HCI's benchmarks from the Northfield Promise. And so I think that as needs are identified within the school, then HCI will be able to be part of that as well, and vice versa. So what it will look like, I think, will be yet to be determined, mm-hmm. but I hope that that we'll stay on top of all of it and be able to offer the best data, the best support, the most current research in order to support those decisions that are being made of what we should be doing.
Yeah. And I'll ask just any of you, I guess, the next question, whoever would like to chime in. HCI has been has had a lot of successes, and it's an ongoing thing. But have other communities around the area taken a look at what we've been doing for the last 30 years? And has that business model kind of spread into other places, do you know?
Well, I know Red Wing's quite active, is it not, in with some of the same, our Northfield Promise program, for instance, mm-hmm. What's the term?
Collective impact.
Collective impact. And that's similar to what we do, is bringing all the folks in the community around the table to take their part of any particular initiative. We got a lot of inspiration and guidance from St. Louis Park. They were wedded to the Methodist Hospital system up there, so they had always had funding that we didn't have in the early going. But they sort of blazed the trail, and we were able to follow them. But I don't know, we might have eclipsed them in terms of the growth and the reach and the amount of money we've actually imported into the community to support these efforts.
All right. Very interesting. Now, if some of our listeners out there would like to get involved with the Healthy Community Initiative, who are they contact? Where's the first place to go? Where would you direct them?
I would say you can go to our website, mm-hmm. healthycommunityinitiative.org. We're always looking for board members. We're looking for volunteers to work with youth. There's so many programs that HCI can connect people to, whether it's going into the schools and, you know, reading with kids. We've got, you know, any number of things that you might be interested in. Mm-hmm. There's something for you.
All right. Yeah. What else? Mentioned we have the event coming up.
And I've got to present this to you, Jeff. This is an HCI mug, and I don't know if this is going to be highlighted in the retrospective you're doing, but this was my great claim to fame. I said, we need a mug. And it took about 9 months to get a mug.
I was part of that committee, and we had to bring samples for Scott to hold just right, and the shape and the mug, and it became.
Oh, it was quite a discussion about the style of mug, the color of the mug, the logo imprint, and after 9 months, we successfully have mugs to share with people.
Y'all can't see Jeff's face right now, but he is looking very pleased that he is holding this mug.
I feel very honored that I'm holding this mug. Wow, the HCI.
And it is vintage because it says Northfield Health Community Initiative, and a couple years ago we changed the name. We got rid of the Northfield part because we are Rice Countywide.
Oh, boy. Can I sell this? How much is this worth?
Well, if I see that on eBay, I'm going to be steamed.
Maybe I'll make a non-fungible token out of it.
But when I look back over the years, that has to be part of HCI folklore. The mug project.
What year did the mug project?
We were on the board together, so it's got to be... Ten years ago.
All right. Anything else we should know?
I also want to add that the founding members for the Northfield School District, funding members for the Northfield School District, the city, and the Northfield Hospital, and without their support early on, I don't think we would have gained the traction we did and the momentum we have now. So I just want to...
And they continue to be great partners.
Yeah, and, and that's continued on 30 years later. So.
Yeah. Wow. All right. Any final thoughts?
Just a huge thank you. Come to the breakfast. And a huge thank you to the HCI staff. They work hard. They are dedicated, and we're really fortunate to have them. part of our community.
A lot of technical expertise with grant writing and supporting other people who have grants. So that's a real value HCI brings to the community.
Absolutely. And we'll have more on the HCI as we, you know, once again celebrate 30 years. Next week, we'll have some guests coming in, some members, some young people that have been involved.
Right, yeah. I mean, youth are so crucial to this whole effort, and they give us so many ideas and provide so much leadership. So next week, Leah Fallon, who's the youth engagement director with HCI, is coming in with two students. One is, I think, a member of the District Youth Council, which works with the school district. And the other one is with the Northfield Alliance for Substance Abuse Prevention. So they will be talking about youth and what they do and how they lead us in the community.
You're looking forward to it. Thank you so much for coming in. And best of luck as the HCI continues and celebrating now 30 years as an organization. So we thank you for coming in, and thank you for your work with the community.
Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff.
That is Joy Riggs, Chris Estenson, and Scott Richardson here on 95.1 The One with Northfield's Healthy Community Initiative.